Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this evening to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 this evening. I want to begin reading verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. The Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be, we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help, on salvation sure. Amen? Salvation sure. As we look at this, Paul's a writing here to the Romans, and he writes in chapter 7, he said that he would, he don't do, and that he would not, that he does. And he said he's in a kind of in a mess because he's like a battle going on in him, and he's trying to find the right path. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Amen. Now the devil will come along and he'll say, "Well, you're the only one having this struggle." I want to say we all have trouble with this flesh. Amen? Because God saves our soul, that inward man, but God doesn't save your flesh. Your old flesh still, that old vessel, praise God, that we carry around, that gives us a lot of hindrance in this walk of life. Amen? Especially when you try to live for Jesus. Amen. Now, I'll just tell you straight up, it's just the way it is. Our flesh gives us a fit. Our flesh is what we have to contend with. Amen. The Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. If we could come to realization now that our spirit is willing, because it's the God-given part, it's the God-indwelt part, but our flesh is weak. Say this with me tonight. My flesh is weak. My flesh is weak. Amen. And if we just realize that, I believe it'd help us in our journey. In our spiritual relationship with the Lord, it'd help us if we realize that this old flesh, it is weak. But Paul said, "I've overcome the flesh." He said, verse 24, "Said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Chapter 4, chapter 7, verse 24. He said, "Who can deliver me from the body of this death? This old wicked man that I'm carrying around in this vessel clay." But he says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." He said, "Sin's always around me. I'm trying to do things I shouldn't do, but praise God, I know on the inside what the outside ought to look like." Amen. Amen. He said, God shows me on the inside, amen, what the outside man ought to look like. He goes on in chapter 8, verse 1, said, "There is therefore now no condemnation." He said, because that inside man has been changed. Amen. We was talking in the prayer room, and I don't think you mind saying, Adam said it's crazy. That things, a light went off. There was an illumination process. All of a sudden, you said, "Wow, this is God." Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for them wow moments, ain't you? Amen. When it just all of a sudden the light goes off, you say, "Glory to God, this must be God." Amen. And we wonder why we never recognized it before. Well, because the flesh ain't chasing after the good things of God. The flesh is wanting to go after the things that the flesh likes. Yeah. Amen. Right. Oh, me. But praise God, I'm glad that there's an influence that moves in inside you. When you get born again, you get saved, praise God, that overcomes the flesh. It overcomes that outward man, praise God, and that spiritual man begins to reign. He says, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen? So in other words, when we get born again, who do we follow? We follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We follow the Spirit of God. So he goes on here now. Now I'm just taking my time now because I want us to get this. In verse 14, what did we read in your hearing? For as many as are what? Led by the Spirit of God. Now it ain't some foul spirit. It's not just any spirit. But he said it's the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. So how do you know tonight that you are a son of God? Do what? Being led by the Spirit. If you're being led by the Spirit, how do you know that you're led by the Spirit? Amen. You feel the Spirit leading you in a direction. The Spirit showing you, praise God, what's right and what's wrong. Now, where does He direct us to get our information so that we can make an informed decision? He takes us to this blessed old book so that we can make an informed decision. Praise the Lord. So he said, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad for that knowledge? Amen. Now that's pretty simple. If you're led by God, then you're just by the Spirit of God, then you are a child of God, a son of God. And he said, he goes on, now watch this. He said, if you're led by the, he said, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're a son of God. He said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So what's he saying here? He said, now he said, what happens, what you enter into is a state of mind and a state of heart. Your attitude changes, praise God, in the presence of God. Because God moves in and He takes up His abode in your heart. What you do when you say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner, and save me, praise God, you open the door of your heart, praise God, and you allow the Lord to come in. Amen. You say, preacher, I never understood. I never realized all that took place. Well, it does. Amen. The Lord comes down. He forgives you your sin. He moves in and the Holy Spirit of God comes in and He indwells you. He takes up His butt. In other words, praise God, He kicks His shoes off and takes up housekeeping.
Amen.
Amen. But now it's up to us whether we keep Him in the darkest corner of our heart or we let Him reign and rule, praise God, as the keeper of the house. Amen. Now if we let Him reign and rule as the keeper of the house, praise God, then He begins to do those things for us. Praise God, we can't even imagine. And before long, you start feeling different about yourself. Hello? Amen. You begin to like yourself more. And I'm going to say, praise God, when God moves in, you begin to start living for the Lord. People around you will like you more too.
Yeah.
Amen. Because you'll lose your old hateful disposition. You say, what makes such a change? Praise God, being led of the Spirit, allowing God and His Word to touch your heart and show you the right direction, the way that we need to go.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, why do we do that? Because the Bible says it's a good way. That old path, praise God, that one that Jesus laid for us, praise God, it's still the right path.
Amen.
Amen. We come along and follow Him. He'll lead us through a straight narrow to a good, on a good path till we get the glory.
Amen.
And we'll get there shouting and praising and giving God glory to His name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the state of mind. Now He said there's two different states of mind here in this verse. Now stay with me. There's two different states of mind here in verse 15. He said, we didn't receive a spirit of bondage again to fear. So he said, there's a state of mind, an attitude of fear. There's an attitude of bondage and being held back. Amen? But he said, we don't get caught up in that bondage. We've been set free. We've been set at liberty in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
We're not bound down, praise God, in this old man like we used to be. Praise God. Paul said there's liberty in being a child of the King, praise God. Amen. It don't matter how, if the world's going to hell in a handbasket, praise God, he said, you can have liberty in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen. That's exciting stuff. He said, not to be caught up in the bondage of fear. But he said, your childhood, he said, you receive a spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Abba, Father. Papa, Daddy, praise God. Glory to God. In other words, he said, you get adopted in where you can pray and talk to God the Father. Amen. I mean, you can come, he said, to come boldly into the throne of grace. Praise God. Bring your supplications. Amen. Glory be to God before the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. He said, you don't have to come in fearful. He said, you can come in rejoicing. Praise God. Come in with your head up because you belong to Him. Amen. Because you're being led of the Spirit, and God says, if you're, you know that you're a child of the King, praise God. Yeah. That you know you're a child of God, a children of God, praise God, because you're being led of the Spirit in the right direction. Yeah. Amen. I don't want to be led by anybody else. Yeah. If I follow the leaders of this world, they mess me up. Right. Amen. You can't even follow the Conservative Party no more because they're so messed up. They're messed up as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen? They don't stand for anything that's sacred, anything that's right. They're willing to compromise at the drop of the hat and throw it down theirself. But praise God, I believe as good Conservative Baptists, praise God, we ought to stand on the truth. Amen. Stand on what God says is right. And we have an opportunity because he says, praise God, he said, we've not received a spirit of bondage again to fear, but we received a spirit of adoption whereby we can cry, Abba, Father, praise God. Dear God of glory, I love you and I thank you for hearing my pleas. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. I told him over our nursing home Sunday, God, the Lord makes me feel special. Amen. Praise, you aren't to feel special tonight because you belong to God. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to all feel special because what God has done for us. Amen. So he said we're not being taken back in that spirit of bondage. We're not going to be held down. We're not going to be held back. We're going to pray and press on and praise on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. He goes on in verse 16 and said, the Spirit itself, now watch this, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So he said, the Holy Spirit bears witness with what? Our spirit. So in other words, he said, the Holy Spirit bears witness with ourself, with myself. The Holy Spirit bears witness with me. Amen. See, this is not just some generic thing, praise God, but praise God, it's something that's personal. Amen. And the Holy Spirit bears witness in our heart, praise God, to help us be all that God would have us to be. And we're going to get into that in a minute, boy, and it'll just rock your world. How good God is to us, what He allows us to partake in. But He said this thing here, He said, praise God, that we're allowed to participate in, amen. He said the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, amen. So in other words, He said what He does is it changes our personality. Glory to God. That He takes us, praise God, He takes our spirit and changes our personality into a spirituality of God and godliness. God-likeness. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's why we're here. That's why we study the Word of God. That's why we try to get in, amen, and let it become part of who we are. Because if we hold it out, we'll never advance the kingdom of God. We'll never advance our spirituality in the Lord. Amen. But you know what? Personalization, your personal spiritual relationship with the Lord at bay is the stinking flesh. Our stinking flesh will hold the Spirit back. It'll hold Him at bay, pray. And if we ain't careful, we'll grieve the Holy Spirit. And if we ain't careful, we can grieve Him away. But I'm glad there's a sweet Spirit of love. I'm glad there's a God of heaven that loves us and He comes down to where we are. Amen. Spirit itself bearing witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. He said that we are. Amen. He said that means you can know it, praise God. You can know that you're a child of the King. Hey, and glory be to God. You ought to just shout it from the housetop. Shout it from the rooftop. Shout it from the car, praise God. You ought to just shout, say, glory to God. I'm a child of the King. Amen. Amen. I am a son of God. A child of God. Praise the Lord. And He said, if we're children, and God says we are, and we know it because we're led of the Spirit. Amen. And he said, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. Now watch this. Heirs of God. Amen. In other words, we're heirs to all that God has to offer. Unreserved. Praise God. We're heirs. Me and you are children of God. That means we're heirs unto everything God has to offer. In other words, everything that He has in the universe, praise God. He said we're partakers with Him in it. Amen. In other words, He won't hold nothing back from us, praise God, that we're heirs of all that God has. You think about how big that is. That we, you say, glory be to God, preacher, I just can't understand that. You know why? Because our mind can't comprehend the bigness of God. In the love of God, that word, that little word so, praise God, that's so big. That love that He had for, that He made us heirs with Him. Amen. Heirs of all that He has. Nothing holding back. Amen. Allowing us to be heirs with Him. Praise the Lord. In all they have. He said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So He says not only we're heirs of all that God has to offer, but said we're also heirs of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the joint heirs with Christ. He said, so when the Father has given, who the Father has given all things. Amen. But the Bible says that the Father has given everything unto the Lord Jesus Christ. All things are belong to Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We see that. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. Ephesians 1 and 18. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. There's that illumination we was talking about a while ago. That understanding being light and the light being turned on. That you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Amen. So, but now watch this. Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this world, but watch this, but also in that which is to come. Amen. Amen. So He has authority and power, amen, over every bit of it, over everything. Praise God. He hath put all things under His feet, who Jesus, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. In other words, He says, with the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no voids. There's no emptiness with Him at all. That the Lord has a filling property about Him, praise God, that fills you up and fills you to overflowing and satisfies your soul. Amen. Thank God for that satisfying. I'm talking about satisfaction, salvation, sure, praise God. It's satisfaction, sure, praise God. Nothing lacking. He goes on in Romans chapter 8, and He tells us the same thing in verse 32. He said, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. Don't that make you spit? See, we ought to feel special. He delivered Him for us all, for every one of us. How shall He not with Him also freely give us what? All things. Amen. Praise God. He's going to give us all things. I'm talking about salvation. Sure, praise God. He's going to give us all things that'll satisfy our soul. That'll give us that. Praise God. He'll encourage us every way, every day. Amen. I want to say, praise, there's no discouragement in the Lord. Amen. There's some hard sayings. There's some hard things to live by. But praise God, there's no discouragement because He'll help us to do it. He'll come alongside us, praise God, and give us that encouragement we need. Bless His holy name. Praise God. He goes on in verse 18. Says, for I reckon. Now, Paul's calculating this thing out. Amen. He's calculating this thing carefully. We ought to calculate our salvation out carefully. Peter said, make your call and election sure. He said, we need to know, praise God, where we stand with God. We need to know who we're following. We need to know what direction we're going. And we need to know, praise God, that we're going to get there all right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That they, you say, well, how do you do that? By not having any doubt. By believing, putting our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. What He did on the finished work of Calvary. He shed His blood, praise God. And through being that blood-bought creature, creation, praise God, we have blessed hope.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Even to the redemption. Praise the Lord. They said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. He said that, now what he's saying here is the sufferings are not worthy of comparison. Now I know a lot of times we go through a lot of things. I thought this morning I was going through the hospital up there and I was glancing in them rooms and I seen people that was hooked up. I mean, had IVs all in their arms sometimes. Some of them two or three IVs. People laying there with their legs gone and dismembered and everything else. And I thought, glory be to God. What suffering? I said, Lord, what suffering? We see it. But Paul said, hey, listen, it don't matter what you go through in this world. Don't know how many trials and hardships you have. Praise God, there's no comparison. He said, it's not even worthy to compare the glory that we'll behold when we see Jesus face to face. When we get all the goodness that He has to give, won't even compare to the worst day on earth.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Said, we'll rejoice and praise God in the presence of royalty. Amen. He said, it won't even compare. Sufferings won't even compare. He said, we'll share in those sufferings. Amen. But he said, when we share in the suffering, he said, we'll share in the glory. He said, the glory that'll be revealed in us. Ain't you glad there's some joy, some glory going to be revealed in us?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the suffering, he says, not worthy, not even a worthy comparison compared to the glory. No, he's talking about that, the intensity and the value of suffering. Did you ever think about the intensity and the value of suffering? Amen. I mean, some people go through a lot of hard stuff. Now, if you think about it, if hardships were money, some of us would be rich. Amen. Let me say it again. If hardships were money, but God, some of us will be filthy rich.
Yeah.
Amen. But praise God, he says, listen, said it's not even a worthy comparison. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you might be filthy, yet you might have a whole lot of hardships and suffering, but it won't compare. He said, because we're suffering with the Lord Jesus Christ, suffer for the cause of Christ, keep looking up, trusting in Him, praise God. And he said, we'll receive the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
When we're revealed in Christ Jesus, praise God. This suffering that we have, praise God. If it were money, it'd be great. But praise God, in glory, it's even bigger.
Amen.
Amen. When he said, when we're revealed in Him, when He's revealed in us, praise God. In 19, he goes on and he says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. He said, there's an eager expectation here. Amen. You know, I've seen several folks here in the last little bit that loved the Lord, praise God, and they were getting ready to cross the finish line. Amen. Just on the verge of crossing the finish line, and boy, they've looked up at me and said, "Preacher, I'm tired. I'm just wore out. Preacher, I'm just tired of fighting." Amen. Fought a long time, praise God, but they're willing. Why? There was an eager expectation, praise God, that there's something better ahead. Hey, glory be God. Ain't you glad there's an expectation of glory to God that there's something better ahead? Something's going to be revealed, praise God, in us ahead that's far better.
Amen.
More worthy of expectation than all the trials and the suffering and the hardship of this world. Amen. They won't even compare to the goodness of God. Amen. I was talking to Miss Green down here today. We was talking about the glories of heaven. She said, yeah. I said, I was thinking about those streets of gold. I said, sis, the Bible said those streets of gold are, as it were, transparent glass.
Yeah.
She said, what do you reckon that means? I mean, they're so pure, there's no dross in them. There's nothing that defiles in that gold of glory. But I want to say glory be to God. Even in that, they're nothing but streets, glory to God, in the presence of glory. Them transparent gold of streets of glory are just gold, are just streets. But praise God, I want to say the God of glory is in that place. The presence of God's what will be brighter and more magnificent than the streets of gold. Amen. When we're revealed with Him, praise God, won't that be something? He said that earnest expectation. What He's saying, that expectation of who we'll be. I'm not what I'm going to be. I'm not what I used to be. Amen, Adam. I'm not what I used to be. Amen. But I'm not what I'm going to be. Praise God. That earnest expectation, that eager desire for what I'm going to be. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to be that person that's Christ-like, praise God, in the presence of royalty throughout the remainder of the ages, world without end.
Amen.
When I can get there in the presence of the Lord, every time I pass old Brother Rex, I'll say, "Good morning, Brother Rex."
Amen.
And he'll say, "Good morning, Pastor." Okay, "Good morning, Jeff," or whatever our names will be. Amen. Glory be to God. Be rejoicing, glory to God. Every day will be a glorious day. Every day. It'll be one day.
Amen.
After 10,000 years, praise God, I'll pass Him again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He'll say, "Good morning."
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'll say, "Good morning." Praise the Lord. What a morning.
Amen.
Glory to God in the morning. Praise His holy name. That earnest expectation, a manifestation. Who will be? Praise God. But he says in verse 20, he said, there's some frustration before the manifestation. Amen. There's going to be a lot of frustration before the manifestation. And we get frustrated in this whole life. He said, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly. In other words, they come under the curse. Creation come under the curse. Didn't do it willingly. But by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Now watch this. He said, because of the curse, we have tornadoes and earthquakes and tsunamis, hailstorms and rainstorms, devastating things, drought and flood and pestilence and famine because of the curse that's on this world. Amen. And he said, even creation itself, praise God, is subject to it. Not willingly, but praise God, they're a part of that hope. If everything was a bed of roses, everything was lovely and altogether lovely, praise God, hey, amen, we wouldn't care if we got in or not. But God subjects us to this, praise God, because of curse, amen. Praise God, He makes us eager for better stuff. He makes us eager for a better place, praise God. A place where there's love and peace and harmony and joy and a place of no more. No more death or dying or hardship or sorrow. No more tornadoes or hurricanes or earthquakes or pestilence or dying or drought. Amen. Praise God. He gives us that opportunity. He offers creation hope.
Amen.
When frustration is there, praise God, He offers hope. Praise God. And hope is out of this world.
Amen.
Literally, hope is out of this world. It's someplace else that God prepared for those prepared for that place. Amen. He goes on and says in verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered. Now watch this. The frustration that's there before the manifestation. He said the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. I want to ask you a question. Who do you think the world creation, who do you think they're rooting for tonight? The world's creation, God's creation is rooting for me and you. Amen. God's creation, think about that. All of God's creation is rooting and encouraging me and you. And so they're showing us today, say, praise God, get ready, He's coming. Get ready, get in, praise God, be prepared. Amen. This thing's almost over, praise God. He said the end is being predicted, praise God, by creation itself. Bless His holy name. So the frustration, praise God, because the curse gives way, amen, to frustration being removed. The deterioration, amen, and the corruption that's in this world. Praise God, creation is just longing for it to be taken away so it can go back to its perfect state. Amen. Can you, hey, you can only imagine. And he said, the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Amen. The corruption, the decay that's in this world. See, I can't wrap my mind around this theory of evolution where they say, well, there's a big explosion and then things just kept getting better and better and better. Amen. And that's not what my Bible says. He said corruption, it's getting more and more and more corrupt. Amen. Look around on society today. Disease and pestilence is everywhere. Amen. People are being eaten alive by a thing called cancer. And we kind of try to think, well, it's getting better and better. No, it's not. It's getting worse and worse. But he said, the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. In other words, what they're doing, they're waiting on us. They're expecting us, praise God, that when the children of God are delivered, that they'll be delivered too. Amen. That creation can come out of the bondage of the curse. Boy, what a day they'll be. Can you imagine what it's like, what it'd be like in a perfect environment? Amen. Where people aren't eating and gnashing and gnawing on one another, praise God, but there'll be perfect peace and harmony once again. Glory be to God. What a blessing that'll be. And the creation itself is longing for this. Amen. He says in verse 22, he said, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and trembleth in pain together unto now. It's a universal suffering. Amen. We see people on our streets fighting like a bunch of cats and dogs. I mean, just at each other. Why? Because there's no hope. There's no peace. Suffering is everywhere. And people can't figure out, praise God, that there's a help for that. There's hope in that. But it's in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. That's the only place that you'll find peace. Amen. This evening is in the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's a universal suffering all over this country, all over this land. And they said, they groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also. Now watch this. Which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Now he's talking about that salvation experience. Amen. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the changes. And it's because of that. And it's because of the changes that's made by the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. That's the difference in those that have the first fruit. It's the changes that the Holy Spirit is making in us to make us more desirable, amen, for the portals of glory. It said, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body, amen. So he said, the fruit, we're waiting for the change, and it's in the believers, praise God. And he said, we have is that hope, praise God, of something better farther on. And we're desiring it, amen. I'm talking about that salvation, it's sure, praise God. We have a blessed hope. Amen. And he tells us what that hope is. He said, the redemption of the body. He said, and here we groan, even if those that have the first fruit, we groan in this body. We have contention in this body. But now listen to what he says about that hope. He said, for verse 24, he said, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Amen. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Amen. He said, hope for that deliverance from sin, from the very pressure of sin that's in this world. Praise God. We have that hope in Christ Jesus. He delivers us from that pressure of sin, that pressure that's trying to hold us down, that pressure that's trying to hold us back, praise God. Hope gives us deliverance from the pressure. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have the pressure of sin like I used to have. That pressure has been relieved. He said, that's where my hope come in. Praise God. Hope that's not seen, praise God. Hope that's seen is not hope, but it's a hope that's not seen that I have. He said we're needing that the deliverance from the pressure of sin. Amen. He said we're looking to be clothed in immortality. Amen. We've been looking, praise God, to be relieved, redeemed out of this old flesh and given that glorified body like in the Lord's. Amen. That immortal body, praise God, that we could praise God in like we'd like to. Amen. I'm looking for a body, praise God, that I can praise God in like I'd like to. Amen. This old flesh can't stand it. Amen. It can't stand the pressure. But praise God, I'm glad one day I can. Amen. One day it'll be better. But he goes on and he says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. See, our hope's not in something too good to be true. Amen. Do you hear what I said? Our hope is not in something that's too good to be true. Our hope is in faith, praise God, in the promise that we have. We don't have a maybe so, praise God. We've got an assurity. We've got a salvation that's sure in Christ Jesus. Our hope is sure. Our faith with expectation is sure and steadfast.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody can take it away from us. Our name's written in the Lamb's book of life, praise God. Amen. So our salvation's sure. Because last time I looked, Jesus don't have no eraser. He wrote it in the precious blood of the Lamb, glory be to God, and He don't have an eraser. A lot of folks think you can go and you can get saved and lost and say, praise God, if you've ever been born again, amen, you're sealed to the day of redemption, praise God. The Holy Spirit of God will seal you and He'll keep you, praise God, take you in the right direction. So we're waiting, and because that blessed hope, He said, we're waiting on that day of redemption. The redemption of the body, praise God. When we'll be taken out of here. So we're patiently, we're eagerly waiting in hope of with great expectation. Amen. An eager expectation of what is to come. Praise the Lord. And it could come at any day. Amen. Any day the Lord could say, come up hither. And boy, we're gone. Amen. And He comes, when He comes, He says He's coming as lightning. 826,000 miles per second. Adam, that's pretty quick. I told the youngins in Bible school, I said, I thought about that when he's talking about Jesus coming as lightning. And I said, if I told you, praise God, there's going to be a lightning strike right over here, and I want you to take a picture of it. Amen? And if you ain't got your camera up to your eyes, you ain't got focused where I told you it's going to be, praise God, you're going to miss it. Amen? If you ain't got your camera up and you ain't focused and you ain't ready, you'll never get that lightning strike. You'll miss it. But I want to say, praise God, if we ain't ready, if we ain't saved, if we ain't born again, if we ain't expecting Jesus come back, if we ain't living, being led of the Spirit, praise God, we'll miss it. We'll miss. And if you miss heaven, you miss it all. But He said, we've got a blessed hope. He said, we've got something. You can't see it. He said, you can't touch it. You can't taste it. But praise God, He said, you can feel it. And you can know it's real. Amen. Praise God. It's that patient waiting with earnest expectation, with an expectation in the wait of that hope that we have. Amen. One day in just a little while, praise God, the children of God, the saints of God, me and you are going to go out of here to be with Him. Amen. Amen. And while we're on the journey, the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God is leading us in the right direction, making us more like Him so He can present us to Himself. And we'll be like Him one day. Amen? Yeah.